Blog Talk Radio.
God, who rules in earth and heaven. heaven. In Him best, relief from every pain and care. How much we can bear. Bear the load. It's so heavy. You're never left. For strength, and just keep on toiling, and bow the teardrops, though they may fall. You have the joy. The Heavenly Father will always answer prayer, and He knows. I'm so glad He knows, and He knows.
Greetings to you, dear people of God, watching at this time under these unusual circumstances, and we understand that you were having trouble with getting on, I imagine, with so many people home on the internet that everybody might be experiencing some trouble with the internet and with the web. But we thank you for joining us, and we bless the Lord for you. And we're going to pray and open up in prayer this time. Father, we thank you for the people of God that have come into your presence to listen to this broadcast. We look to you at this time for your strength, your wisdom, your guidance, your love, to keep us in all of these circumstances. Oh, we stand here with the word of victory that since God is for us, who can be against us? What shall be against us? We praise you that even in this season, we will have victory over everything, over every sickness, over every disease, over coronavirus. Almighty God, we look to you. Let your blessings be upon the people of God, their homes and their families. Cover us with your precious blood at this time, at this season, O God, and we will honor you, we will bless you, we will worship you all the days of our lives. And you write home, touch and agree with us, and declare, amen, amen, it shall be so. Hallelujah. Well, I stand here. We were doing this live rather than doing a tape in advance the day before. I said, well, I'd rather do it at the exact time that I would be standing here in the pulpit preaching God's word to you. And I miss seeing your faces. I miss touching you and praying for you and laying hands on you and asking God to bless you. But these are unusual days. So being here in this vacant sanctuary is almost like being in a house with no family members. You are the family of God. We are the people of God. And that's what makes a place of worship come alive with the presence of Almighty God. What does His word say? The Most High does not dwell in temples made by human hands, but Christ dwells in your hearts by faith. The word says, know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whether you're here, whether you're home, whether you're on the streets of Philadelphia, wherever you are, the Spirit of God is in you and with you. And God said, I will dwell in them. Not in it. I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, not in it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. We are the people of God today, and we're going to have success in spite of everything that's going on in this world right now. That must be your confession. That must be in your prayer walk. That if my people, God says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God, our land needs healing. I don't know whether you walked around your house and said that or not, but we must declare it. Help, Lord, we're in trouble. Help, 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 Lord, we are in trouble. That's how you humble yourselves unto the Lord our God. 80 million Americans are under orders to stay home. And over 12,000 people, almost 13,000 now, I imagine, have lost their lives to this virus. Can you imagine 13,000 people? That's a stadium. 13,000 people, that's a stadium loaded with people that have already been wiped out because of this virus. It's praying times. It's time to humble ourselves under the hand of Almighty God. And three things we've got to do. We've got to humble ourselves. We've got to pray. We've got to seek His face. We've got to turn. Turn unto the Lord our God. And when we turn to Him, He's going to hear from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. He's going to hear from heaven. He will forgive our sins, and He will heal this land. Oh, my God. So the church and its ministries, it's about people. The church must always be about people. And people are being affected just as businesses are at this time. And it's simply because deliverance is not just a house of worship that's open on Sundays, but this is a place that is literally open 7 days a week from early in the morning until late in the evening. And students come from all over the city of Philadelphia to earn a college degree. Here at this church, from the schools that have partnered with us, our dear members know this, including Lancaster Bible College, Harcum College, the Bible Institute. Our entire second floor of this facility is an educational center. We have classrooms with computers, a library. Elwin Institute on the other side runs daily programs for preschool children. The homeless are fed here weekly. This church has a food pantry for those in need. And in addition to our missions department giving large amount of foods away to the community each month, so when people, and they are basically unbelievers who think, well, the church doesn't do anything but shout and dance and sing and then go home and meet on Sundays, they have no idea. They have no clue of what a church does. Not only this church, but churches in our community around Philadelphia and the surrounding areas. Any ministry that is committed to serving the needs of people must always be about people. And we bless the Lord for that. And we'll continue to do that. And that's why the church continues to need your support. The government is not going to give us one red cent to help any ministries in churches. It's the people of God that come together to give as unto the Lord. And that is how churches have operated down through the ages. We have looked to the Lord Jesus Christ to meet our needs, and he has opened doors and enabled us to provide for those less fortunate. So any ministry that is committed to serving the needs of people always needs the support of the people, and we look to God for that. We look to the people of God that you will be blessed in that way. When you give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we do bless the Lord for that. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to thank God for your church. Whatever church you go to that is lifting up the name of Jesus, whatever pastor that you sit under who preaches the word of God, lift them up in prayer. Keep them in prayer. Keep the people of God in prayer. These are days to pray for one another, for the protection of Almighty God, to be on our homes and on our families, over our children. Who would have ever thought that anything would stop the education of children, our children, the way this has, to stop your employment, your way of earning a living, to put food on your table and to meet the needs and the expenses in your home. This is why we've got to look to Jesus. And the word tells us, looking unto Jesus, he's the author, he's the finisher of our faith. I love that psalm. That Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and he's our strength. Nobody else to run to, nobody else to look to. Whatever the reason, the cause for this invisible enemy to come in to not only the nations of the world, but has come into America. And we here in America have lived as though America was beyond the scope of trouble, beyond the realm of trouble as we see ourselves in today. But trouble comes to us all, and it's no respecter of persons. God is our refuge. My God, who are you looking to today? He is our refuge. He is our strength. And the word says, a very present help in trouble. And that's who we need. When nobody is helping anybody else, we're pushing one another out of line. We're pushing the senior citizens out of line when they're going shopping for their basic needs so that we can get and we can have. Everybody's thinking of themselves. But this is a time when we have got to look to the Lord. He is a very present help in trouble. And millions are passing through it, not just a few people. Millions here in America, millions in other nations of the world are going through trouble. And trouble may come to the lost to draw them to the Lord. Trouble may come to the believers to draw them closer to the Lord. Trouble doesn't discriminate because of age, sex, or gender. Trouble is universal. Sooner or later, it comes to us all. But didn't Jesus tell us that? Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That gives us to know if the Lord overcame it. And he makes us overcome it. Who shall be against us? What's going to be against us? Overcomers is what God wants us to be when trouble strikes us. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith is going to bring you through. These are times when you've got to build up yourselves on your most holy faith. And that faith that God has given to you, he's given to every man a measure of faith. And he wants you to take that measure of faith that he has given to every man and build it up by looking to Jesus, confessing, repenting. Lord, we can't make it without you. Forgive us of our sins. Have mercy upon our nation. If our nation won't call on him, we've got to call on him as the people of God on behalf of our nation. Thank God he's got a remnant in this land. You and I, the people of God, all over America, all over other parts of the world, God has a people that are crying out and calling on his name. Lord, we are looking to you. Our help is not coming from nobody else but you. If you don't help us, my God, how shall we stand? Peter, didn't Peter say, Lord, you've got the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go? There's nobody else to turn to, nobody else to look to. Look to God, looking unto Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. Jesus himself said, have faith in God. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but he's given you power. He's given you love. He's given you a sound mind. You're not going to lose your mind. Don't let the devil tell you you're going to lose your mind. You're not going to lose it because you're going to keep your mind in this word. And he said, I will keep him in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on him. When you feel that spirit of fear trying to come in and confuse you and frustrate you and keep you bound and keep you isolated, that's the time you turn to Almighty God. Turn to him and look to him and depend upon him. Oh, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. His peace he gave unto you. Not as the world giveth did he give unto you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And then when you build up yourself on your most holy faith, go and strengthen somebody else. Go let somebody else know the Lord's going to bring us through it. Oh, we're going to have troubles and trials and tribulations in this life. The word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord's going to deliver us out of them all. Oh, hallelujah. You may not have all the things that you want at this time. You may lack at a period of time, some people may never recover for years for what they are losing at this time financially. But bless God, we're not going to lose our mind. We're going to have perfect peace in Jesus Christ. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. My peace, the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And these are times when we've got to thank him for his peace. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. When you feel that spirit of fear coming in, humble yourself. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked man forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. He's looking for people who will turn to him. When trouble comes, people react in different ways. Oh, you can see it. You can see it in your household. You see it in your family members. You see it in the community. Many start grieving. Some grumble and complain. Many groan. Some will become bitter. But we trust that all will come out better. Trouble not only draws people together, it draws people to the Lord. I believe, Almighty God, that souls are going to come to him, not only in America, but souls are going to come to him around the world because of what's happening to us at this time. Why do you believe it? Because trouble is going to cause people to run to the Lord. When they come to the end of themselves and they have nothing left and they hit bottom, it's no place to look but up to Jesus Christ. And he will take you through it. He will bring you through it. Oh, my God. You remember in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 to 6, David showed us what to do when he was plunged into great distress and trouble. And when David and his men came to Ziklag, the Amalekites had destroyed it with fire and had taken captive the women and all those that were there, from small to great. Their wives, their sons, and daughters had been taken captive. The trouble was so great that David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power even to weep. But verse 6 says in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, David was greatly distressed because the people even spoke of stoning him. They began to grieve to the point of being bitter. Every man for his sons and daughters. But then it says at the end of that verse 6, David encouraged himself. He strengthened himself in the Lord our God. We are now in a place where every believer, every child of God must strengthen yourself. You can't get to the church. You can't get to the house of worship. You can't get to the place of prayer. But you should have enough word of God in you that you can strengthen yourself. Shut off that television. Cut down the radio. Stop listening to so much negative stuff. And pick up this word. Pick up this word and talk to Almighty God. Pick up this word and meditate in it, and it will begin to strengthen your inner man. You'll find yourself rising in the inner man and saying to yourself, I believe everything's going to be all right. The Lord's going to take me through. Then speak strength to somebody else. God encourages us so that we can be an encourager. His word is in us so that we might speak life to somebody else. Every time you open your mouth with God's word, you're speaking life to somebody else. Why? Because his word is spirit and it's life. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate in the word of God day and night. And when you meditate in it day and night, you'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. And whatsoever you doeth shall prosper. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching for his understanding, for he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Tell yourself, walk around that house and tell yourself, it's going to be all right. It's going to be, everything is going to be all right. I may be experiencing a little lack now. I might be experiencing some trouble now, some trials now. Tears might be welling up in my eyes right now, but I believe God that everything is going to be all right. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Bring to your remembrance. Remind yourself of the goodness of God. Hadn't he brought you through troubles before? He's brought you through trials before, brought you through afflictions before. Sometimes we forget what God has done for us. We forget where he's brought us from. We forget what he's brought us through. We forget how he's blessed us. Years past, think back where God has brought you from, and then walk around your house and begin to praise him. Begin to tell yourself, you've never left me, Lord. Oh, you've always been with me. You provided for me. You've brought me to this season and to this place in my life. So what must you do? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Oh, sing unto the Lord. Declare his righteousness among the people. Worship and glorify him. Who's going to separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We're accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things we're still more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come, neither height nor depth nor any creature is going to separate us from the love of God. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due time you will reap if you just don't faint. You're not going to faint. Get up and walk around that house and praise him. Get up and walk around that house and tell your family, come on, let's thank the Lord that he's going to bring us through this. He's going to bring us out of this. He's covering our homes with his precious blood from dangers seen and unseen, from diseases and viruses. Christ is above. He's above viruses. He's above infectious diseases. Have not I commanded thee to be of a good courage? For I, the Lord thy God, will be with thee. No need to fear. Stand on his word. Confess it. Go to sleep with it at night. Wake up in the morning and say, God, I thank you for another day. You've been good to me. You've blessed me. You've opened doors for me. You've made ways for me. And I thank you. My God, when you begin to praise him, a new spirit will begin to arise within you. Negativity and spirit of fear and spirit of trouble and strife will begin to leave you. And when your friends want to pick up the phone and call you and talk about the negativity, you interject and start talking. The Lord's going to bring us through it. The Lord's going to bring us through it. God God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. And that verse 2 says, therefore will not we fear. We're not going to fear. We're not going to fear. We're coming out. We're coming out with joy. We're coming out with victory. I confess that the saints of God, that the people of God are going to come out with more than you had when you went into this. God's going to give you the increase. There shall be no lack. There shall be no lack in your home. There shall be no lack of finances. There shall be no lack of anything you need, because God is your provider. God is your refuge. God is your strength. And we're looking to Him. We're depending on Him. And then I close. What are you going to do? You're going to praise Him. You're going to praise Him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high sounding cymbals. But let everything, if it's got any breath in it, you praise Him. Praise Him when you don't have. Praise Him when you do have. Praise Him when you've got much. Praise Him when you've got little. But in everything, give Him thanks. In everything, give Him praise. In everything, give Him glory. Oh, you've got to learn how to shout the victory when you're in the midst of trials. Shout the victory when you're in the midst of trouble. Don't wait till trouble comes. My God, I've been telling our people here at our church, when 9/11 came and attacked us in 2001, September 9th, 2001, I believe it is. And it looked like at that time when trouble had hit America for the next month and the next couple months, churches were packed. Everybody looking for a word. Oh, Pastor, pray. Pray for me, Pastor. Pray, pray, Pastor, pray. Oh, people could hardly get a seat in the house of God. Then several months later, there was another falling away. After things turned back to normal, people went on their way. Don't wait till trouble comes to serve God. Serve God when you've got money in the bank. Serve God when you've got food on your table. Serve God when all is going well with you, because you don't know when trouble is coming. But when it comes, you can still look to Him and declare, you're going to bring me through it, Lord. And I praise you and I exalt you and I adore you and I worship you. Help, Lord. We're in trouble. We're humbling ourselves. We're seeking you. We're turning to you. We're calling on you. We're going to obey you and live for you and trust you even in this season. And we'll magnify you all the days of our lives for what you're going to do for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless every home, every child of God listening, the people of God. Make us living witnesses out of this experience to others that are non-believers, that others that don't know you, in the pardoning of their sins, that they might repent of their sins and turn to you and find life abundant, life eternal, life victorious, and we'll honor and we'll praise you for it. Oh, we're looking to you for your grace and your favor to be upon this house. This house where your name is lifted. This house, oh God, where we have prayed for souls to be transformed by the power of God. This house, let your blessings rest upon this place of worship where we have prayed for the sick and the suffering and the dying, that they might be drawn to you, not to self, not to men, not to preachers, not to individuals, but turn to an almighty God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, God of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, your name has been exalted in this house. And we look to you, the people of God, look to you and worship you and magnify you in this day and in this season and in this hour. And we declare that you will give us the victory. You will bring us out healthy. Oh, and we thank you for it in the mighty and matchless and precious name of Jesus that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. You are Lord of our lives. You are Lord of our homes. You are Lord of our families. You are Lord of this church. And you be glorified, you be exalted, you be magnified in the earth, and we will praise you as long as we live. And amen, and amen, and amen. May the Lord bless you. Be encouraged until we can meet once again in this place of worship. God bless you. I love you. My family loves you. Sister Rhonda, the children, the saints of God, the people of God. Let's hold one another up in prayer. Love one another, not fight one another. Love one another into the kingdom of God. And we bless the Lord in all things. May the Lord be with you until we meet again. God bless you.
Well, praise the living, loving Lord. I'm Seer Evangelist Linda Cazares, and I don't know about you, but I was royally blessed by that message. It's been an honor and a privilege to have my family, my church home pastor, which the founder of Deliverance Evangelistic Church in Philadelphia was Senior Pastor Benjamin Smith. As he passed, God had his hand on Reverend Glenn Spaulding to succeed him. And fortunately, my cousin, First Lady Rhonda Spaulding, is married to him. So I thank you, Pastor Glenn, for this powerful message. I just want all the listeners to know that streaming in or that has called in that I thank you for calling in and streaming in. You're listening to Gatekeepers Global Podcast, and we have a host of people that have joined us throughout the world in all different continents, 50-some nations, and I just want to give a shout-out to them. So before I close the broadcast, I want to say again, it was an honor and a privilege to have Reverend Glenn Spaulding on tonight. God bless you. We do need help, and because this is a time of trouble. Tuesday night, I had a prophet, minister, teacher of end time prophecy, Chadwick Harvey, and he ministered on the beginning of sorrows, and truly, this is the time that we're in. Even though we are, God will still keep a remnant. So we bless God. I count myself part of the remnant, and I just want to close the broadcast by this prayer. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Gatekeepers Global Podcast. Next week, I'm not sure who's on the broadcast, but you can look at the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/gatekeepers-ministry, or you can see my Facebook page for the post for next week's broadcast. Thank you. Let's pray.
Representative Randy Weber, Texas.
Let us pray. Almighty God, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, here in the halls of Congress, in our nation's capital. Lord, may your will be done. Father, you said if we would confess our sins one to another, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Lord, you also said that you would hear from heaven and heal our land. Lord, I'm confessing but just several of the sins our nation has. has been so emboldened to embark upon. Father, you say in your word that your word, the man who meditates on your word is like a mighty oak tree. Blessed is he if he meditates on it daily. But Lord, we have endeavored to try to kick your word out of public schools. Father, we have endeavored to take the Bible out of classrooms, the Ten Commandments off the walls. Oh, Lord, forgive us. Father, we think we're so smart. We've replaced your word and your precepts with drug-sniffing dogs, with metal detectors, with uniformed police officers in our schools. Oh, Lord, forgive us. Father, we've trampled on your institution, holy institution of holy matrimony, and tried to rewrite what it is, and we've called it an alternate lifestyle. Father, oh, Father, please, please forgive us. Lord, we have gone to killing the most innocent amongst us. Your servant Moses warned in Deuteronomy 30:19 for us to choose life, so that we and all our descendants might live. Father, we're killing our descendants, and we're calling it a choice. Oh, God in heaven, forgive us, please. Lord, we've even disregarded the wisdom of Solomon. Lord, the wisdom of the Proverbs, where you say the slave will be the borrower will be slave to the lender. $20 trillion in debt, nations have to be laughing at us. Father, Abraham Lincoln said that we have forgotten to pray to the one that made us. Lord, forgive our sins. Father, help us. Help us to get back on your precepts, on your path, to a true understanding of blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Lord, let that please be us. Don't remove your hand of protection from us, Father, please. Lord, forgive us our manifold sins. In your great mercy, bring us back to you. Father, I beg of you. I plead with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Well, praise God. We're going to close the broadcast tonight. I'm Seer Evangelist Linda Kazer, CEO and founder of Gatekeepers International Ministry and Global Podcast. I just want to end by saying this: only what you do for Christ will last. Everything else will burn up in the fire. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.